All right, guys, so I'm back with another banger. We're going to talk about a little bit of SmackDown, a little bit of just a little bit of wrestling here and there, a little bit of football here and there. But we're going to get into it this Saturday. I did watch wrestling last night, SmackDown or whatever. Did enjoy SmackDown. Not a lot to really go on AEW because, like I said, AEW is not going to be pretty much. They won't really be the main focus because I might won't even really talk about them this week. Because, like I said, next week is definitely going to be their week because they got a pay-per-view coming up, and I know that they're going to line up a lot of things for Rampage and Dynamite. And, you know, we got Darby Allin and CM Punk, and we pretty much got Daniel Bryan coming in at, what is it, All Out? So, there's going to be a lot of good shit for AEW this week coming in, so we don't have to really pretty much get into them. And the main stuff that I talked about for AEW already this week, we already done got into. Like the way they're going to change, they change their format, how they're going to, they more likely look like they're going to go more storyline based. But I'm going to get into SmackDown real quick. And I'm going to get into some, I'll probably do football first. Only because I think that that's probably the way to go. I just did watch the only preseason Ravens game out of all the Ravens games because, first of all, I don't really watch preseason. Second of all, I live in D.C., so the only one that this is the only one they advertise because, lo and behold, they played the Redskins or the Washington football team. And, yeah, we beat the hell out of them, but that's not really the main focus. My worries was that J.K. Dobbins did go down holding his knee or his leg, and Lamar Jackson got sacked twice. Now, we did score, like, I think it was 38-3, but that was all Tyler Huntley. And people were like, well, let's just start Tyler Huntley. Listen, preseason is preseason. You can score points if your day going offense is already potent, you know. And people say, well, your team won 20 straight preseason games. What the fuck does that matter? It's not winning those Super Bowls, bro. If you was bringing a title home for winning preseasons, then that'd be different. Hold on while I light my daggone cigar. Oh, yeah. About to be something. It's going to be a good show. So, that's pretty much, you know, what's going on with the NFL from when I watched. Gardner Minshew is not with the Jaguars anymore. They traded him to the Eagles. I think the Jaguars got some picks, which I got to look at the depth chart for Trevor Lawrence because I'm afraid Trevor Lawrence is going to get hurt this year because he is the starter and he's a rookie. And the Jaguars is not a good team. I mean, the difference between him and Deshaun Watson years ago when he first came in was that the Texans was set up to be a Super Bowl contender. They just happened to tear the team apart once he got there. They you know, the like I said before, fan of the show, you know the history of me and the Texans. I can care less about their franchise. They suck. They like probably like the worst poorly run franchise in football history in my book. You know, so, like, you get a number one draft pick, you know, not a number one draft pick, but you get a round one, you know, pretty much a franchise quarterback. Let's just go with that. You get a franchise quarterback. You already got a number one receiver. As soon as you get him, you give away all this shit. For what? Because I guess the coach was racist. Like, who fucking cares? It kind of reminds me of the whole the Chicago Bulls effect, and that was – having this conversation the other day about the Chicago Bulls. And they were like, if you watch the last dance, you know, Jerry Krause wasn't getting all the, love for the team and blah, blah, blah. And I look at it like this. You'll get the recognition eventually. The notion is to do something unprecedented that a team has not done before. Which the Chicago Bulls did. They three-peated twice. But not even that. They could have they had the power to four-peat because if he got his head out of his ass, he could have had the team for 1999. And they probably would have got gotten another championship in 1999. So because they would have more likely played the Spurs, and let's think about it. The Spurs wasn't going to beat the Chicago Bulls in 1999. If the Chicago Bulls had the same team that they had in what, 96, 97, and 98. So a lot of these guys just had a head up their ass. They want all the recognition. Sad. It's too sad. Let's get into wrestling, folks, because I don't want to stick a lot of time on football, because we're going to get into it. And like I said, I was going to get into some college football shit, but I seen Hawaii got their asses whipped by UCLA. It was just like a slaughter. It was like a cat playing with a mouse. It was like, it was hard to watch. I think Illinois beat, I forgot the other thing, Nebraska, I think they got the asses handed to them too. So all the actual main college games that I did, you know, it was just like the week one, but next week we get what, Georgia versus Clemson, number three versus number five. I'll get into all that good shit next week. Not no good college football games today. I was watching Alcorn versus, I think, was it North Carolina at one point, but then I just, like, zoned out because I started watching the Ravens versus the Redskins because I didn't want to see how Lamar Jackson looked. And then I just drifted off and started playing Madden and was drinking beer. So, you know, in the next few weeks, football will not be like this. Or next week, it really won't, because I'll be watching. They got better college games next week. You know, it's just a kickoff, you know, so. But big ups to football being back on TV. It was just not the good ones today. Let's get into SmackDown from last night. So, hold that thought. Oh, yeah. Good shit. Good cigar. So, I mostly enjoyed SmackDown. And I usually, because usually, like, you know, SmackDown is so easy to watch. It's like, you know, you can see a lot of things going on, and I'm about to get into that in a minute. But like I said, I mostly enjoyed it. But I came out, I only say I mostly enjoyed it because I don't got really too much to complain about with SmackDown. The only thing I will say is that I just came out of it confused. Because people can try to make it make sense if they want to, all they want. At the end of the day, and I thought about it. Is Becky a face or a heel now? And I came out of SummerSlam kind of thinking that at first, but I was just like, okay, I don't want to really think about that too much with SummerSlam, because I thought about after SummerSlam went off, I was like, okay, let's look at it like this. We got it for the thrills. CM Punk came back on AEW. Vince got to do shock value shit to shock us. We'll get the main back on SmackDown. She explain herself, boom, boom, and then we'll get what we get. And then SmackDown comes along and she's just healing it up. So I guess Vince is about to force a Becky heel on Bianca, because Bianca is a face. And I know Vince is probably in this point where he like, oh, I don't know what the, he didn't really, he was backed into a corner because of whatever's going on with Sasha. I'm still trying to get information on it. If I'm lost in the sauce with the Sasha stuff, somebody please send me a message on the website. That's anchor.fm/myopinionblack. Send me a message and let me know or something. Or send me a message on Facebook or something. But she's gone and we don't got Sasha. And I was really looking forward to the match. But then we got Becky came out. And like I said, she did the 26 seconds. You know, the infamous 26 seconds match. And that was it. And Bianca came out trying to get a rematch. And Becky said no. Now, in reality, from what we were taught in WWE long ago, if you lose a match and you was the champion, you got an automatic rematch clause, automatic, right? I mean, that's what we was taught. I know wrestling has no rule book, but sometimes wrestling can contradict themselves. And Becky said, no explanation needed, right? So now we like, everybody comes out highly confused, like, well, what the fuck? So what are we doing with this? Now, either way, we still had a four-way elimination match, and Bianca Belair, obviously, out of the four women that she wrestled, was going to be the number one contender. I mean, that's obvious. But then later on in the night, I'm going to get into stuff that's, like, I'm going to explain stuff to where I think Bianca won't get that title back, and I think Becky might still lose it. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to get into it now. So when you think about the shit, like I said, we got Naomi on SmackDown now. And I've seen the interviews and I've seen the rumors. Naomi might be the new member of Bloodline, and I've seen where she came up to, you know, Sonya and told I'm on SmackDown what match do I got. And she, you know, they got this story. I'm guessing they telling where Sonya pretty much dismissed her. So and Naomi looked like, I gotta get back at this shit, because what am I forgotten tool? She's gonna be part of the Bloodline. Which you already know Roman is all about the gold, and he's gonna probably tell her, look, she's gotta get some gold. Which I believe she's going to wind up getting the gold probably at Extreme Rules, so the whole Bloodline can have titles. Which I'm not opposed to this shit, because I'm not one of those wrestling fans that's looking at it like, oh, I'm a Bianca Belair fan, I'm a Becky Lynch fan, they have to have the title. No, I look at the shit as, let's make it make sense. Can't we build up Naomi? Have we forgotten that Naomi is actually a good athlete, wrestler in the ring? Can we make her a heel? She might can play a good heel, and we can build up this whole Bloodline, and like a lot of SmackDown guys are after the Bloodline. Like, okay, that's like, remember way back when we had Evolution on TV, and Evolution had all the titles on Raw, and pretty much a lot of people on Raw just wanted their head. Or when DX was ruling Raw in the early 2000s and Stephanie had the women's championship and everybody wanted their head. Like, can we have another faction that just has all the titles and they just say, fuck everybody? And then we just like, okay, let's see what happens next. Because Roman Reigns right now is MVP in my book for the week because he's playing his character perfectly. No matter what people said about, oh my God, CM Punk just came back. Regardless, Roman Reigns is still the MVP of wrestling right now because his character, he is playing it to a T. And for you to surround more people around him and for him to actually, because let me get into this. Years ago, they built up Randy Orton and they had the remember the faction Legacy, Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase with Randy Orton. And remember Randy Orton was the champ. Remember one time, I think the Legacy, they didn't get the tag team gold, and Randy Orton looked at them and said he didn't care as long as they help him, what you call it, you know, keep the titles, keep his title. No, Roman Reigns, they doing Roman Reigns different. No, with the Bloodline, we all should be surrounded by gold. Fuck that. Right? As much as Roman Reigns can leave a guy high and dry in the ring and get his ass beat by Finn Balor on SmackDown, we know next week the daggone Bloodline is going to be right next by his side because he's that nigga. He's that motherfucker. He's the head honcho. Matter of fact, I'm going to just do it even better. I'm going to do what they say. He's the head of the fucking table. So, I love the character. And I would hope that they would just give us Naomi on the Bloodline side because that could just be another dimension to her character. Think about it. Naomi's always been a face. Can she be a heel? I think she can play a heel. I think she can be a bitch heel. Like, we really don't have a heel woman, like, you know, besides Charlotte on Raw, who is really the heel on SmackDown, especially since Sasha is gone? Speaking of Roman, he was perfect on Friday, right? You know, we didn't get Brock, but we didn't really need Brock. Why? Because Roman is selling this character to me like a fish can sell, like I can sell water to a fish. That's what he's doing. He's selling his character to me because he's perfect at it. He looks at, you know, the Usos questioned Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman looked all disheveled. Doesn't know what the fuck to do. Brock is back. Or not on SmackDown, but just back. We just know he's got a contract and he's back. And he's looming. We just don't know when he's going to strike again. And he feels bad because he probably feel like he's kind of responsible. And then when Roman finally gets there, what Roman do? You don't question him about Brock. Brock is the afterthought right now for Roman Reigns. He don't even talk about Brock. He didn't even say his name. Did people not get that? He didn't say his name. What did he do? He looked at him. He said, "You're going in the building? I mean, you're going in my why are you standing out here? Oh, I'm my apologies. You know, tribal chief. That's what he's calling him, tribal chief. Do I open my own doors now? No, he doesn't. And then when he about to go out there and do a celebration, so I carry my own title now. So I don't know if this is going to lead to a more story of Roman getting a little bit of ahead of himself and letting Paul Heyman go with Brock. I'm doing one of these right now. I don't want to guess. I don't want to be right. I don't want to be wrong. I just want to enjoy the moment because, like I said, it's going to probably tell for a great story. See, a lot of times we as wrestling analysts or as guys that do this show, we get caught up in the trying to be right and wrong, dirt sheets, information, rumors. I'm more of a person right now where I'm like, if I'm enjoying it, I don't even want to be right or wrong. I just want to see how this shit play out because if I'm entertained by it, who am I to try to figure out? I can't get pissed off at what the fuck is happening, especially if I'm entertained by it. And right now, in wrestling, I don't care if you AEW fans get pissed off at me. This Roman Reigns shit that's happening is the most entertaining shit in wrestling right now. That's even added with CM Punk back because right now, AEW has to find their way to tell stories on their show, which I think they're starting to do. But Roman Reigns story has been tapped for about over a year. I'm entertained by it. I tell Roman right now, you're entertaining the fuck out of me. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, I hope this story never, like, as long as they can keep doing it and people loving it, I hope the story never ends. Let him beat the fuck out of everybody and be an ignorant, arrogant asshole. Because that's what he does. Like I said, it wasn't really too much to go on off of SmackDown, though. That's pretty much what was to go off of SmackDown. Oh, Pat McAfee. Hopefully he feels better. He's down with the COVID. He wasn't on SmackDown. So hopefully he feels better. And really, seriously, he do. Because I'm actually entertained by Pat McAfee. He's like a different... He adds a different dynamic to the broadcast now when it comes to SmackDown. That's why I think I love SmackDown even more. As much as I could enjoy Corey Graves and Kevin Owens, I'd rather see Kevin Owens in the ring. Not saying he can't commentate, but I just rather see him in the ring. And that's not no knock on his commentary skills. Like I said, I just rather see him in the ring kicking ass, thinking names. Like I said, this show wasn't going to be that long anyway. I just wanted to do the show to go over SmackDown because next week I'll get back to my original format in the first half of the week. I'll watch Monday, and then I'll do a show on Tuesday after watching NXT, which, by the way, I'm going to tap into it right now. So we're already starting to see changes of NXT. They was advertising a new look of NXT logo. Think of the NXT logo and think of in living color, you know, back in the early 90s, late 80s, pretty much, when they was doing their beginning of the show, when they was throwing paint at the walls and shit. That's kind of how the NXT logo was going to start looking. I don't know if it's going to look like that on Tuesday, but I know that I was reading up, it said the next coming week, so it might be this week, might be the last week we get the gold logo, and then the week after we'll probably get the color logo. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I hope this is not the end of takeovers, but I heard it wasn't going to be no more independent stars coming in and all this other bullshit, whatever the fuck they want to do. We'll see. Like I said, I just watch to see the shit, and I just tell you how I feel about it as life goes on. I'm not a rumor mill guy. I mean, I tell you what the rumors say, but I don't really necessarily believe into the rumors until the shit happens. That's how I went with the CM Punk stuff. I was like, CM Punk supposedly was supposed to go to AEW, but we'll see. And then once he got there, I just talked about it. Supposedly, Daniel Bryan is supposed to show up at All Out. We'll see. Before I get out of here, folks, because that's all I really needed to talk about. I already told you the show wasn't going to be long. Because like I said, we're going to have longer shows in the future. Trust and believe. You know, not really a lot to go on when AEW is going to try. They kind of like take it slow this week because they know they got another big week ahead of them. Is wrestling tend to do that? They used to do that back in the day. Before I get out of here, a little food for thought moment. I hate when people don't mind their fucking business. Right? I hate when people don't mind their business. A lot of people, you know, people in this world, I go by the motto, and I go by a lot of mottos, but my motto was pretty much simple. I pretty much mind my own fucking business. But I live by the motto, it's not even a motto. It's just pretty much, yeah, mind your fucking business. That's what I go by. I don't care. It don't matter if you're, you know, it don't matter how you live your life, none of that. I mind my business, you know, unless it affects me, you know. It don't matter if you're how you raise your kids, whatever. Who am I to tell somebody how to raise their kids, right? Especially when I see that you can't pretty much do it yourself, but you're all in my fucking business. Little fool for thought, just mind your fucking business. Stop worrying about what the fuck I got going on or worry about what you got going on. Especially when you got your own life to live, right? So why worry about what the fuck I got going on over this bitch? And that's just a little food for thought. And I just leave it thorough. I don't got to get into a 30-minute rant on how people should mind their fucking business. People should already know. I look at it like this. I've been going by this motto for 32 years, about to go on 33. Why would I change it now if I live 33 years and I'm from Baltimore? Like, share, subscribe, folks. If you like what I do, if you like what I talk about, if you like what I say, if you like how I'm going about it, like, share, subscribe. You can listen to me on anchor.fm/myopinionblack. Share the link. But you can just download the Anchor app, or you can listen to me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Spotify. I forgot the other ones. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me pull it. Matter of fact, I can't pull it up. You guys know. You can leave messages and everything. Oh, yeah, Radio Public. You know, Breaker. You know, all the stuff. You know, I already pretty much told y'all the main ones, though. Spotify, Google Podcasts. Oh, Apple Podcasts. That's another main one. It's, like I said, I'm on all these platforms, like I just said. I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but like I said, the fuck, I'm smoking and I had a drink. Leave me the fuck alone. What the fuck you want me to do? Saturday. I mean, I think I was competent enough to do this show, so I just can't. I don't have my actual phone. My phone dead and my kids had it, and I'll share the show. Not saying I don't care, it's just, you know, when kids is involved in your shit, you know, it's just like you tend to be like, let me veer off just a little bit. But like I said before, though, folks, like, share, subscribe, though. Seriously, share. You don't got to send me messages, but at least just share the show, share the show. You know, show's going to get better, though. Trust me. That's why I keep saying share the show, because in two weeks, this show will be better than ever because I will have officially NFL football. As a matter of fact, next week is going to be a tell sign of it because I got good college football games next week. I will be reviewing Georgia versus Clemson next week, and on top of SmackDown and Rampage. Next Sunday, I'll be doing an all-out preview, review. I'm not going to necessarily go over, do match pickings because it's so cliche to do that. I let everybody else do that. I'll just go over the show and tell you how I enjoyed it or how I didn't enjoy it, which I know I'm gonna probably enjoy it anyway. Just something in the air. It might be one of them days where they might put on a bad pay-per-view. I don't know. That's why I just say that. I think I'm gonna enjoy this one, though. But next week, you know, the platform pretty much for next week, I'm not gonna probably do a show on Monday. I'll do a show on Tuesday about NXT and Raw because I want AEW to be one thing by itself. I'll do Dynamite by itself. Then I'll do SmackDown and Dynamite on Friday. I'll go over probably Clemson, Georgia. Matter of fact, I'll probably do that on Sunday night because, like I said, I might as well save it off for Sunday night so I can have one big show. So more likely, and all, I'll probably have just three shows next week and all because I'm going to try to sedate these shows by the simple fact there's so much stuff I got to watch. And a lot of these football episodes going to probably more likely by themselves, even when the season starts, only because it's going to be a lot of shit to unpack each and every day with injuries and this person might get, especially the first 8 weeks of football, people get traded, free agencies might get signed. So, you know, the wrestling aspect, I got to do a little differently. So, like, share, subscribe, folks. Until then, I'm out. Peace. Everybody stay safe.